restless heart, it has been a long time. Good evening, audio boomers. I must say, audio boom really has been booming of late, too. Which is great to see. I didn't really get a chance to check my timeline on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday morning, just because I got so busy with other things. But then, starting at around noon hour on Tuesday, rain began to fall quite steadily and consistently, and it didn't let up until early Wednesday morning, so I was able to while away most of my Tuesday afternoon by listening to lots of booze. Which is better than drinking lots of booze, I suppose. Anyway, there was so much content that it took me practically all bloody day to get caught up. But that's a good thing. It's really great to see Audio Boom so active. I did manage to get outside a bit on Tuesday, though. I sat out on my parents' front porch for a while, because there's a metal overhang out there that protects from the elements to some extent, aside from the occasional drippage. And then on Tuesday night, as you may know if you listened to my last boo to that effect, I ran out in the pouring rain to say goodbye to my favorite horsey and give her some carrots. I'm really glad my dad had some, because I'd been hoping to give her an apple core, and I couldn't find the apples that day. That was my day for not finding anything. So I'm back in the Hobbit Hole now. Dad took me home yesterday after lunch. In one way, I'm sad to be home, just because my mother is so upset right now over this wedding cancellation business, and she's feeling very anxious, and that really bothers me. But at the same time, it's kind of a relief to be back home for the same reason, just because she's so upset that every little thing is bothering her, not just wedding-related stuff, and she's overreacting to every single little thing that might potentially go wrong. So I'm really sorry to see her so inconsolable, but at the same time, I have to say she's a little bit difficult to be around right now, and my dad has said the same thing. She's just so hurt and sad, and I'm not trying to minimize that, but, you know, she's said things like, oh, this has made me feel bitter about life in general, and I've had so many disappointments in my life, and here's one more thing going wrong. And she thinks that my brother has screwed up his life forever, and my dad and I just don't see it that way. We actually think that he and his fiance made a very mature decision to try to work through their problems before actually committing to marriage. They might not make a go of this, I realize that, but we don't know yet that yet, so it's kind of jumping the gun to imagine all sorts of dire conclusions right now. But of course my mom is just not in a position to see that rationally. So I've tried to be as supportive as I possibly could and encouraging. I said to her, look, I'm not trying to say that what you're feeling is invalid, but I said, I really can't see why you would say your life has been so disappointing. I said, you've got a husband and kids that love you and hate to see you so upset. You've got absolutely wonderful friends who would do anything for you. You've got four sisters who totally adore you and would bend over backwards for you if they had to. You've got a good job, while though it may not be something you like, at least it brings in a sufficient income, and it keeps a roof over your head, and it pays the bills. I said, you've traveled to places in the world that some people can only dream of going to, and you've seen some really interesting sights. So I said, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to say that what you're feeling is wrong exactly, but I actually think that your life isn't quite as bad as you might think it is right now. I said, I'm just trying to shed some positivity on the situation here. And she said, I know you are, but I don't feel like being positive right now. So there's not much I can really do if that's the case. But, you know, it actually makes my dad and I feel badly to hear her say that her life has been full of disappointments, because it makes us wonder if we're the disappointment she's talking about. But anyhow, there's not really a whole lot I can do other than just be as supportive as possible. And my father frustrates me for a totally different reason. Oy vey. He did indeed listen to that computer scammer, folks. Some of you may know that my parents got called up by a computer scammer, and my father got caught up in the scam because he didn't think. The scammer got remote access to my parents' computer, and now, guess what? There's all kinds of crap on there. So I said to my mother, well, I can clean it up if you want to, but if something goes wrong, don't blame me. It isn't my fault if one of the programs I use has a glitch and deletes something it shouldn't. I don't see that happening, but, you know, I know they'd blame me if something happened to their computer. So I said, I can do that if you like. And Mom said, no, maybe they'll just take it into a tech. And I said, okay, fine, you do whatever makes you feel happy. And my dad will not realize that there are consequences to these things. He just laughs it off. I said, this guy could have installed malware, he could have installed a keystroke logger. And my dad's like, oh yeah, who's going to spy on me? What information are they going to get from me? I said, Dad, you have not cleaned your computer once in your life since you got it. You have internet history stored on there, cookies stored on there, passwords stored on there. You don't know what the heck they can get into. But no, he doesn't see that. Oh, is the NSA coming after me next? Oh, ha ha. Well, if they call me up saying they're going to fix my problems and they're offering to pay a special price, why shouldn't I take it? Oh, my word. God save me. Give me strength, please. But it wasn't all bad, folks. I'm not trying to convey that impression. Parts of the visit were actually really nice. I forgot to mention, in fact, that while my parents golfed on Sunday, as well as driving the golf cart, I got to shoot some balls, which was awesome. I'd never shot a golf ball before in my life, and I'm a blind person, so I expected not to be able to hit very well. But I surprised myself and my parents. I guess that sounds like I'm tooting my own horn, doesn't it? But it was great. I used an 8-iron, and I got 3 shots in a row, and they were about 50 or 60 yards each. So I joked with my parents and said they've got a pro golfer on their hands, and they better be nice to me if they want to get some of the money that I win from the PGA Tour. So that was a great deal of fun. And then on Monday, my mom actually made a lovely turkey dinner. And it's funny, you know, because at that point, she was cooking it in the midst of a crisis, and turkey was the last thing on our minds. And it actually turned out to be probably the best turkey she's ever made. She's a very good cook, so most of her meals turn out really well. But, you know, if we'd had a schedule to maintain, or if we'd had company and really cared about how the meal turned out, it would have been terrible. Murphy's Law. But it was lovely. We had turkey and mashed potatoes and gravy and squash and apple pie. It was just nice. Then on Tuesday night, my dad gave me a present that is really special. He had forgotten he had it, in fact. When he was coming out of the barn door slammed, and this lovely old brass horse that he'd had hanging on the barn door fell down. So he thought that I might like it to put on my shelf of knickknacks that I collect. And I do. It's actually a family heirloom, because it was originally my Grandpa Jack's. Now, I must say, he was a drunken old reprobate, but, and I didn't really know him very well, but it's still really special to have something that's been in the family that long. It could use a bit of brass polishing, but I don't have any right now, so I will have to wait, either until I see my grandmother, or until I can possibly buy some, although my grandma does have some, so I might just wait till I visit her. So yeah, that was not such a bad visit, really, for those reasons. You know, at least some good things did happen. And then I really needed to get home, because I had this meeting last night at church, and it was very important. Oh, I have to go.